Hijinks and Sue Podcast, episode 86. We are three episodes into the newly relaunched Hijinks and Sue Podcast. And if you're still listening, you're a champion. You're a hero. You're a god among mortals. And you have good taste in free audio humor that costs you nothing. So here we go. Episode 86 features the return of original podcast co-creators and co-hosts, Josh Jeffcoat and Eli Luna. These guys are on the show, present. They speak and talk. We talk about things. So there you go. That is the refresher course in Josh and Eli. For those of you that may not remember they existed, they did. Tell your children. Tell your families. They exist. They existed. They're on this show. Hey, guess what? If you're in Dallas, Texas, why don't you come see me this weekend at the Dallas Anime Fest? It's going to be starting tomorrow, August 31st. Is that a real date? It is. There's 31 days in August. August 31st through potentially Monday, March 3rd. I'm going to be at the Dallas Anime Fest. So look it up at animefest.org. But you might say, Joel, animes? That sounds awful. It is. But the con's not so bad. There's stuff to see. There's stuff to buy. There's cartoonists there. Me and Rob Denblaker will be there. So if you like this podcast and you have enjoyed the couple of episodes that he's been on, he's going to be sitting right next to me. We're going to have a table in the dealer's room of the hotel, hidden from all the terrifying anime children and their horribly unwashed costumes. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thanks to everybody that came out to Toronto Fan Expo. What a fun time that was. What a good con. I'm always glad to get back to Canada. It's like that one episode of Sliders where the guy, almost Jerry O'Connell, was his character's name, where he thought he was home, and then he realized his gate didn't squeak or open the wrong way, and he was like, everything's just a little bit different. That's Canada. It's a little bit nicer, actually, in a lot of ways. For some reason, it was unbearably humid last weekend. But thank you. Thank you for coming to see me. One guy got Alan Tudyk to sign one of my Firefly-based prints concerning the death of Wash. So that was very nice. He also got me a photo of that happening. Very happy about that. So yeah, come on out to Dallas Anime Fest. And I'll, you know, you'll just remind me that why I came there. I'm looking for reasons as to why I made that decision. Hopefully it was a good one. I haven't done it in a couple of years. Me and the animes, we have a history. So, you know, I've been telling you guys during these little intro portions that you can email in podcast@hijinksandsue.com with any and all questions, most of which will be ignored. But if they're good questions, I'll answer them. And you can also call in to our hotline, 203-6-FANCY-B. That name again is Fancy B. So we got our first email with the new podcast relaunchings. Comes from Alexis. Alexis says, "Welcome back, Joel, longtime reader and listener of the podcast. So very glad to hear your smooth, snarky baritone." I hope that goes on my tombstone. "Your smooth, snarky baritone of your voice again. I will have plenty of questions to ask you in the future, but for now, this is the one that I've wanted to ask you for about a year. Back in the earliest days of the HE podcast, it was clear that you were a teetotaler." That I was. "Not partaking in the sweet, sweet manna of booze-a-hull. Sometime a little over a year ago, I began to notice that you would make a reference to drinking with other cartoonists at cons, and etc., etc. These days, I believe you would safely qualify as one of us. So what happened? When did the transition start, and how long did it take you to get from universal designated driver to drink till I can't draw no more? Were there any particular great or terrible nights that contributed to the shift? Stories, please. Very happy to hear you again, Alex." This I actually get this question a lot because I was an uncommon kind of guy. I was very much a totaling teabagger or whatever those are called. Well into my 30s, I was I think I was 30, and I had managed not to drink my entire life, and I was very concerned about it. I considered any and all opportunities to give up control to be a bad idea. And I would look at my friends as a teenager and think, hey, all of these dumb things you did while you were drunk or stoned. And so I equated that to it will make me make bad decisions. And I just sort of integrated that in my personality. It became a sort of a universal truth and a thing that I didn't deny or a thing I did deny myself at all times. And I developed this sort of cocky attitude of, yeah, well, I'm better than you because look at you drinking and having fun. And I'm sitting here in the corner alone and frustrated and, you know, having anxiety about how everyone else at this party is having fun except for me. And I never really put those pieces of that equation together. And then I was about 30 or so, and I was at the Emerald City Comic Con, and my friend Will Wheaton said, hey, I'm going to buy you a beer. And I said, okay, I'll have one of what he's having, because when that guy offers to buy you a beer, even if you're a non-drinker, you choke it down. And so my thought was, I will choke down this beer, and that'll be that. And I hated it, because it was a very harsh beer for me. It was an IPA, and it was very bitter, and that's what beer snobs love. And so I was like, this confirms my suspicions. Beer is awful. But then later that weekend, I was like, well, I've already sort of taken the plunge here, so I'll try some other things and see if I've been wrong for 30 years or 15 or so. Guess what? I was. It turns out that alcohol can't turn you into a raging asshole unless you're one to begin with. And I realized one thing I could use a good dose of was loosening up, especially in social situations where I might be around strangers or uncomfortable or not the center of attention. The ways that I feel the most comfortable are when surrounded by friends, when people are paying attention to me. So anytime I'm at a convention and that's not the case, it's very easy to just sort of move off into the corner and scowl at everyone for trying to have a good time. And I learned a little bit about social lubrication, and the thing I was always scared of drinking too much and losing control. So far, I have been completely unable to get anywhere near that because I can't stand to have more than about one drink an hour. I find that the appeal wears off once you start to feel gross, and so that's me. I have learned where I fit into the drinking spectrum. I enjoy mixed drinks, particularly vodka-based, and the girlier the better. Fruity stuff is nice. I've given scotch about 4 college tries, and so far we don't agree that much. Though I have learned the better the scotch, the more it burns and the more it is somehow palatable, but I'm unlikely to spend what's necessary to get that sort of scotch all that often. I do loves me a Mike's Hard Lemonade, as you will learn on many of these podcasts. If anyone is looking to sponsor this show by sending us cases of Mike's Hard Lemonade, perhaps the Mike's Hard Corporation, oh, please, please do. I'd be so grateful, and continue to extol your virtues to my listening public, many of whom are hopefully underaged and will soon be making their drinking choices. And if you are 14 and you're going to be choosing a beverage, why not make it Mike's Hard Lemonade? It seems like that's who they make it for. 14-year-old girls and me. So that's terrible advice. Don't listen to that. That's bad. Don't say that. The Mike's Hard Corporation does not support underage drinking. Neither do I. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Here comes episode 86. Eli and Josh are back. Listen to it. Leave us a good review on iTunes, why not? You know? Why wouldn't you do that? That sounds like a way to be. Check out store.hijinksensue.com or support us with a monthly recurring donation starting at, $2. What do you care? $24 a year. Why not? It'll help me keep doing the show and not feeling sad about it. Feeling happy about it. Yeah. Thank you to everyone that has subscribed in the last three episodes. My goodness. I do appreciate your generosity. Episode 86, Oh No, Prometheus. Godspeed, you fancy bastards.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on. This is not the world every boy and every girl envisioned. From the time we learned, we all were growing up.
Did you see Dark Knight Rises last night? That shit was hot.
What?
We're talking in the future.
Oh, okay. I was like, no, really, did it come out? I don't know these things anymore.
God damn it.
Like, I think Brave came out, and I still
don't understand my humor.
Oh, I guess I don't.
I'm glad we got Obama for another four more years.
Right.
It's not that far in the future. It's also... I'm actually confident that's going to happen now. I feel like...
It absolutely will.
We're already starting on the wrong foot.
Whoa,
here.
Whoa, let's not do politics.
I know, but I feel like the Republicans fucked up so bad. They fucked up so bad. All they had to do... was pick a halfway decent guy, and I bet
no,
he would have won.
No, they just needed that a half minority.
Because you've got jaded Democrats that wanted change and didn't get it, and then you've got Republicans that are going to vote Republican regardless, and then they could have gotten him out so easy. Anyway, let's not talk about politics.
They should have gotten what's his
at
face?
All. Batman is a thing. No. So, so obviously we haven't done the show in a little over a year. It's been 13 months since the last episode.
Wow.
I'll start. I was addicted to cocaine.
This is primarily Eli's fault in that you have been suffering
addicted to cocaine,
suffering in the clone mines or the Sarlacc pit.
I've gone through three divorces
of Lucasfilm for the past couple of years. Right? Is that safe to assume?
I don't know if I got all that.
How much can you talk about your experience working on the Star Wars Kinect video game? Because we had a conversation about this about a month ago, and I thought some of it was actually pretty interesting. I just don't know how much of it was, I can't say that if I want to keep my job stuff.
Well, there you go. Then the answer is no.
I mean, really, yeah. Was it that? I mean, no, you didn't say anything bad. You said a lot of bad stuff, but nothing that bad. You said some cool stuff about the guy. Never mind. Okay, so let's talk about the thing that I find fascinating is that regardless of what Star Wars is today, which is, you know, what it is,
crass commercialism.
Sure. And the thing that Eli did is nothing but that, obviously. Oh, yeah. Still, you were a kid. I assume they had those in Mexico.
No, I was born with this beard.
Okay,
well, there's Facebook proof.
You were a kid at some point. I've seen a picture. No, I saw a picture of Alex's dad who looks exactly like him. That's weird. Anyway,
right.
So
genetics.
So you were a kid at some point. Sorry. You loved Star Wars just like every young child that is our age right now. Every 30 to 50 year old probably at this point, which you're both. Loved Star Wars. And then you grew up, and in your, mid-60s, early 70s, you're working on a licensed Star Wars thing. You're adding to the lexicon. Now, unfortunately, it's after the fact. It's after the turn, as it were, from a, you know, creative empire to toy empire. But I don't know. What was that experience
it's
like?
It's not our Star Wars anymore. It belongs to... the little kids now. So now it's the Clone War era.
But you didn't do anything with that, right?
No, we were... The story takes place between episodes 1 and 2.
But no. The main, you mean between... Okay.
So the game's
4 and 5.
No.
It's between 1 and 2?
Do you
know
between how math works? 2.
The game is multi-component in the sense of there's pod racing.
Oh.
And that's its own thing.
Okay.
It's a separate game. Within the game.
Right.
And that has its own little storyline.
Inception.
Right. Yeah. So every time you go through each component of the game, you have to get in a van. But Kinect will pick all this up.
And time slows down.
And then you crash your van to the wall.
You wait for the kick. Okay. Right. Okay.
So there's that.
Then is Marianne Coletard in there?
Well, so even the higher component of the whole game is R2 and 3PO show up at the beginning. They say like, "Hey, it's the Jedi. Hey, everybody!"
And they talk like Mario.
Yeah,
it's me, a C-3PO.
And they walk you through the Jedi library that they show in where they had the old librarian bitch. Remember an episode?
Yeah, that was an Attack of the Clones.
Right. And she's like, "Hey, I need to find this book." And she's like, "That book doesn't exist, you son of a bitch." You don't remember that? You don't remember the whole...
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So that's where the game takes place and it starts. And they tell you, "Oh, hey, we're going to look at Jedi archives." And so that's how the game
Somebody
works.
Must have been very powerful in the Jedi audit right. to alter these archives.
Right.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
No. What?
Oh, that was Scantron. That wasn't our Scangrade.
Scangrade?
That wasn't R2. They're the same. They're basically the same guy.
So, yeah, that's
Do you think
that's
Luke finishes his Jedi trials and he marks his pencil marks on his Scantron and he sticks it in R2's head?
I wouldn't even imagine how they... I wouldn't even begin to imagine how the Jedi trials work. I guess it would start with a written part.
It's like a driving test.
Because you have to get through that. Like, you put on the headphones, and then it's like...
If I could just get out there in the field, I'd be so good. I'm no good at written tests. Meh.
If a Jedi comes across a Sith, like, in this scenario...
No, there's like a... You're sitting in the Jedi simulator. Fuck, it's probably the Kinect game, actually. I mean...
Now it is.
Oh, God.
It's been updated.
You're in the Jedi simulator, and then, like, a cardboard Darth Maul jumps out at you, like, bong.
Right.
What do? Chop it in half. But he's okay.
Right. No, because it's...
Spoilers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't say spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
Darth Maul doesn't make it.
Wait, he doesn't make it through your game?
He's not in the game.
No, he makes it. He's in the Clone Wars now. He's fine. He sewed himself back together.
Well, there was that. Yeah.
No, he's just fine. That was nothing. That which completely... If there was any emotional weight to his death at all, which there wasn't. But if there was, or if it meant anything, it didn't.
Right.
Because, whatever. I need to sell more Darth Maul t-shirts, so... Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the whole point of the game.
I would fucking do it.
The whole story arc is just all over the place. Because then you're in the library, basically. So as you're in the library, I can go see pod racing and the story that you pull out from there, or the Rancor and how he escapes and blah, blah, blah.
So you have an excuse
but he dies.
For not having anything resembling a coherent story then. It's just whatever the fuck.
And then there's a disco dance party.
Except for the Jedi component part. That part had the story that's between episodes 2 and 3 specifically.
Tell me, you told me
it has Samuel Jackson in
you
it.
You told me something about the Jedi dance party that you guys
in
insisted
the game,
on.
Well, we didn't insist on it. It was just
it's
connect.
Funny
connect
on.
In French means dance.
Are you serious?
Yes. So
la discothèque.
Anything that has
Marianne Coletard.
Anything that has connect has to have dance.
Oh, okay.
So it has a dance game in it. Yeah. So when yeah, actually, it does have that. I wish we had it in here. Actually, I don't.
The whole Kinect set up here right now?
Yeah.
No.
But
I don't. That thing's infuriating. My daughter plays it all the time. It's horrible.
So the dance component, when you go, they're like, "Oh, this story somehow got corrupt. And somebody was downloading from Kazaa and fucked up this like library component."
It was BearShare. I guarantee
and
it was BearShare.
And now it's like, that's why you're seeing this story. And Vader is dancing against you, and the Emperor, and Lando.
I'm going to bust a move.
But yeah, then that's how that works.
That's ridiculous. But I'm sure it's the only part that kids actually.
But we got Lobot. Yeah, it's like the most played part
of
the game.
It's the dumbest thing ever. Kids are idiots, yeah.
I just love that Lobot is a DJ, because that's exactly what needs to happen. Man.
That's pretty genius.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Have you... Do you so yeah, so the thing you told me though was there was a character that you demanded must dance, right?
Lando.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he does almost immediately.
He busts out a Colt 45 and then
and he breaks it on the edge of the bar table.
Who wants a piece of this?
Right.
And this then Lando juice.
He threatens you. He threatens you the whole time.
Get the fuck out of my face. My dance
but
floor.
But it's not old. It's old Billy D that we use.
What are all these goddamn aliens doing on Lando's dance floor? Right. Get the fuck out!
It's like, did you ever see Harlem Nights?
I don't know what that is. Is that
wait? Why are you still talking like?
I'm still talking like Lando. Goddamn it!
What the fuck is Harlem Nights, you old pirate? You
have
piece
you not
of
seen
shit.
Harlem Nights?
What's Harlem Nights?
And Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, every other black person who was important during
that's
the
racist.
Period. It is.
Oh, yeah. What time period?
That. I didn't no, make, no, no. I didn't was that
wait, can we first establish what time period no, black no, people were important, 20s? According to you?
They re-released that for white people and called it Black Dynamites. That was what that was.
Oh, that's right.
What is Harlem Nights? Is it a actual, is like a high-budget blaxploitation movie or
no,
something?
No, it was like a high-budget, like, don't you remember Vampire in Brooklyn?
How many characters does Eddie Murphy play? And how many of them are donkeys?
He's Norbit.
Okay. He's Norbit and Big Mama.
Right. Right.
And
no, that wasn't Eddie Murphy.
But it's a
look, wasn't it?
It's a production by what's his face.
Come on.
Really? We're going to give. Wasn't that
come
Martin
on.
Lawrence?
Come on.
Martin, no, not what?
As Big Mama?
Who cares? I mean,
oh,
what's
yeah,
the difference?
Right.
Who cares?
That's wait. Pretty racist.
Well, it doesn't
wait,
matter.
So we can't edit now.
It's all the same shit.
Yeah.
It's all the same shit. Once you put on.
We can't pause and roll back.
Once you
I
put on.
I wonder how many HE listeners are black.
Oh, like 7. Hey, let me put it this way. I've been going to conventions for 5 years now.
Haven't met one yet.
It is safe to say.
So our,
wow.
Our, the next objective for your
this
next.
This is a closed system.
You're going to Comic-Con, right?
Yeah, I'll be there in 3 weeks.
So,
well, as of this taping. This is, I'm sure this right. will come out after Comic-Con.
So I've
been burned in effigy in San Diego, you'll
know
why.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's
I would
that's
love
a thing.
To see a picture post of you with a black person.
I don't think I could do that. I've never met one.
Unphotoshopped.
Ever.
Because I can already see.
Yeah, you have to do like Stephen Colbert's black friend. Like it has to be.
It
that,
is
like
very
that.
Much like that. I don't know if they do the internet.
Wait. What?
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm the only one drinking. You guys fucked up somehow.
Oh my Lord.
There we go. So Josh can stop making noise with his chips. I've put some on a napkin for him like a
we
mom.
Didn't fuck up because when you said there's beer in the fridge, we looked.
I
and
know.
Right. And there were 2 hard lemonades. Hey,
and those are mine.
And I thought you didn't know what it meant to drink.
You know what I think is funny? You know what I think is funny is I brought those here like a week or two ago. And
yeah,
it's like I licked. It's like I licked a piece of chocolate cake. Like nobody fucking wants
because
it.
That's not out. That's like
I could leave.
That's
these,
the modern day wine cooler.
I could leave
the
these
fuck drinks wine cooler
under a bridge in a cooler that says, "Hey, winos, don't steal this booze."
And it would still
and
be
it
there.
Would still be there. Yeah. It's like a it's
there
like a perfect
probably,
security system.
There's probably warehouses full of Bartles and James wine coolers.
You know what I'm
going to
do?
Still to this day,
I'm going
to
make
they pour them into those glasses. Right. Like, they just those bottles.
I'm going to invent a Mike's Hard Lemonade bottle with a false bottom that I can hide money in, and I'm just going to leave it sitting in the middle of the floor anywhere. No one will ever want it but me.
Love it.
Mike's Hard. Mike's Hard. This episode's brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade. Mike's Hard Lemonade, when you want to drink like a 14-year-old girl.
So good.
That's drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good stuff.
So is it true that, like...
It's like a strawberry went bad.
White trash people, like, only drink... White trash people only drink like Mountain Dew.
What?
What are you saying? Like you
what
don't
does that have to do with anything?
Know about that or
no? Is that fact?
Here's what I understand about the trashier of the white.
And I'll tell you, I'll tell you real quick before you answer that question.
Okay.
At lunch, as we're getting ready to pay our ticket,
where were you?
The pub. I don't remember the name of it.
Okay.
The Alan Wicker.
Oh.
Which is
a good. Public house.
Yes. A public house.
Like a library?
Yes.
Like a bathhouse.
Yes. Like a
so you were having lunch at a library brothel. / brothel bathhouse.
Right.
Right.
And this couple sits next to us and it's a like a white guy with a ponytail, gray hair, kind of wet or whoa.
So just terrible.
Right.
Just the worst.
Yeah, kind of like white
trash. Was he in a towel or just naked?
Oh, to me,
right.
To me, when you say old guy with gray ponytail, I imagine like
Gandalf,
sophisticated old guy that wishes he was a lot younger.
French, no, something French.
Marie-Anne Coletard.
I'm talking like NASCAR.
Oh, okay.
So
like bald on top, ponytail in back.
Oh. And he's going to the bathroom, and the waiter—that's
no business in front, and all party in the back.
Right. The waiter, he's telling the waiter on his way to the bathroom, he's like, "I'll take a soda," and he's like. Pepsi, and he's like, "Yeah, oh, you got Mountain Dew."
Yeah,
and he's like, "Yeah," and he's like, "I'll take that all day."
Yeah,
and then he walks off
all day, bro.
He walks to the bathroom like, and
all
I was
day.
Like, all
"So he's
day.
He's in a wife beater and flip flops,
gray,
and maybe a bathing suit,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Because you don't have to clean those
mismatched flip flops.
Little known secret for the white trash listening:
You wear a bathing suit as clothes. You never have to wash it. It just doesn't get dirty.
And you can piss through that shit all day.
Yeah, you don't even at home. You just drape your leg. Not? Yeah, you sit down and just go for it.
I was watching Breaking Bad last night.
Are you standing in the shower?
There's an episode where he pisses in the sink, and I was like, why would you do that?
Who pisses in which sink?
Walter pisses in
whose sink?
His own sink. Because he can't use the bathroom because his wife won't let him in. And he runs to the kitchen and pisses in the sink.
Because he had to pee.
Could you not just open the door and
piss
in the yard?
It was more about desperation.
I don't know.
Are you? I don't remember where that is, but are you caught up on Breaking Bad?
No.
Man, it's just one guy's descent into he.
Just spoilers.
At the same time that he is searching for control and badassdom, that's all he wants. He wants to control his life, and he wants to be a badass. He's neither. He has neither. Yet he occasionally does stuff by accident that makes him look like a badass who's in control. And every time that happens, his ego gets bigger and bigger. And so he takes more horrible risks. And he's the villain of the story. Like, he's always the villain.
This because of Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah,
that's what
we were talking about. Yeah, he cooks illegal Mountain Dew.
Well, that's where meth comes from,
right? Right. They pour it in a pan and put it in an oven.
But you use science to make it clear.
Well, yeah, you got to science it, like glass, Mountain Dew glass.
Well, it's like, you know, Coke used to have cocaine in it,
right?
Mountain there used to be an H in there, so it used to be methane dew.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Then they chopped that off.
I saw a list on the internet yesterday of off-brand Mountain Dews from around the country.
Oh God!
And it was like when you go to, you know, random generic like Brookshire Brothers grocery store. What's their version of Mountain Dew?
Right here, cheddar cheese snack.
Oh, you're holding up a can of spray cheese that is not Cheese Whiz or Easy Cheese. It's cheddar cheese snack.
It's Gold Emblem.
Yeah. Great value.
Right.
Cheddar cheese snack.
Yeah, that shit's mine. Right. So can you get that back to me, please? Right. I need to eat it.
And
Wisconsin cheese. I'm just going to do that in the picture of the
Wisconsin cheese.
There you go.
And
this shit's delicious.
But every store in the world, there was like 70 of them. And it's like Mountain Blast, Mountain Drop, Sun Blast, Dew Drop, Dew Hole, Hole of the Dew, Bucket of Stuff, like yellow and bad, like sunny and gross. Like but the list just goes on and on. And it was, it's that thing where it's like instead of 89 cents for a 2 liter, it's 82 cents for a 2 liter. And you're like, yeah. And for some reason, it's got 8 times the calories per serving. I don't know why.
Because of the meth. It balances.
Yeah, I wonder how much calories are in meth. That's got to be good for a low-cal diet because it increases your metabolism.
Absolutely.
I would love to know what the meth diet is.
I bet the meth burns off its own calories instantly. Yeah. It's like a perfect food. It's a superfood like acai berries.
it's within the first hour at least.
Yeah.
I would love to see.
In the first hour of taking apart your DVD player and then trying to put it back together.
It would be awesome. Right. I was watching the
negative calories.
I was watching the P.F.
P.F. Tompkins.
P.F. Tompkins.
I was eating at P.F. Tompkins. I had the pot stickers.
So I was watching.
They have little mustaches on them.
I was watching his stand-up where he was talking about the jobs that he
did. Oh, we really are talking about Paul F. Tompkins. Yes. Because we were talking about P.F. Chang's.
Well, that sounds good, too. But
Comedy Central presents P.F. Chang's Tompkins.
Chompkins.
P.F. Chompkins.
Have you seen that?
I've seen all of them, yeah.
Okay, so I
record. Which one?
The one where he talks about where the jobs he used to have.
Oh, this is the one.
He's like, there's a painting of him. Like
you went with us to Woodstock, Dallas last year or no? You did, right? With Jeff and Josh.
I was there.
It's only been here once. That was like 2 years ago.
Right, but you came, right?
That was
right?
Like 17 years ago. That was
okay.
Yeah,
that was when he was starting that,
right.
That hour.
Right.
And so about half of what made it into the special was already in that hour.
Oh.
And that special that aired is about 30 minutes or more shorter than it actually is. I highly recommend the DVD or the download. It's not You Should Have Told Me. It's what the fuck is that special called?
I don't remember.
Laboring Under Delusions, maybe?
Yeah, Laboring something.
I think it's Laboring Under Delusions.
Laboring Baby.
Yeah, because it's about jobs. Anyway, go ahead. So, yes,
so
it's great.
I recorded that, but I recorded like the 3 a.m., episode on Comedy Central, so all the commercials are like
5 hour energy and shit.
Well, no, it's like it's all now you can hear shit. Now you can hear the music from your iPod with the ear speaker hole, and it's like a cup. Like it's a cup.
I've not seen this.
It's like a cup. It's because bullshit. You see it at like 3 a.m.
I mean, that's when I'm awake, so I don't understand why I haven't seen this.
Or it's like the workout. You know, like they. It's like a rod, like a just a metal rod. And they're like,
I'm with you.
The,
so
the
far.
Workout rod, and then like,
oh, the bar. I know the just, rack. The rack. I'm quite familiar right. with. The rack is literally. I love the rack.
I have no idea what
okay,
this is.
The rack is a series of curved tubes welded together.
Okay.
It could
be a series of tubes.
It could
okay.
be any configuration, but it's basically the imagine. Rack? Don't.
I just want to look real quick.
Stop
go.
It.
Just go. Keep
the it's rack. It's a sort of a curved tube that goes up and down in like a C shape, and then it's got some bars across it. Okay. And so they're like, okay. The rack's going to rip your abs and shred your lat. And then it shows a guy like doing push-ups off of it. And I'm like, you could do that off a brick. Like the rack is not special. And then it says, you can do bench presses with it. And the guy picks it up. And I'm like, yeah, because it's a thing and it's heavy.
Is it the all-in-one gym?
It looks no. like a walker.
What yes, the, yes, it looks like it? An old man's walker.
What the fuck?
So if you got a walker from Texas Goodwill, Ranger.
You could put tennis balls on the end of that.
Right. No, but here, you could also instead of spending like $300 on this piece of metal, you could buy a walker and then like strap weight to it and just pick it up because it like their philosophy of why this is a great workout machine is that it is a thing you can hold in your hands that has weight. It's just an oddly shaped piece of metal. And he picks it up and he's like, yeah, I'm shredding my delts. Oh, goddamn, I'm killing myself. And it's just an item. It's just a heavy item. It's like $180 or something.
I like how the first pull-up was Walmart. Walmart has oh, yeah. the rack where it's like, I can just see now at 3 a.m. It's like,
you're
the
there
rack.
And you're buying like, an 80 pack of Mountain Dew and a rack machine.
He's like, yeah.
I'll do some raping tonight. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna rape my arms to death with the rack.
Because that's how all those commercials are at the 3 a.m. Like the whole.
Dick pills.
Wait, in what?
Dick pills.
No, actually, surprisingly, there wasn't. It was there's bullshit for. Pills. Like, it's this, your iPhone with a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, now it enhances the scent. And then, like, clearly, like they just turn up the volume.
Oh yeah. I've
and then it's like, and you can extend it.
Oh, I've seen that one. It's like the little drinky cups that you bring camping.
Yeah,
it's a camping cup.
It's a camping cup.
What does that have to do with your fucking phone?
It's a camping cup with an actual tiny speaker on it.
Is it like Bluetooth?
No, it's just got a cord and you plug it in. But because you can expand it, it makes the base chamber larger.
You're basically putting your hand behind the speakers and doing that.
I've actually, one time I was
selling you that.
Something I have done before.
Someone is selling you your own hand.
Right. Something I've done before that actually works really well is
that what a fleshlight is?
Well, you cut the bottom, cut a slit in a solo cup, not for a fleshlight, fleshlight.
Well, that plastic is not going to.
It's going to chafe.
Yeah.
You cut a slit in the bottom of a solo cup and then shove your phone through it, and then it's like four times louder.
Wow.
Pro tip. Don't buy that bullshit off TV.
So like,
it doesn't work as good as a solo cup.
Also, don't even use the solo cup.
Yeah, don't just do that either. It didn't work.
So like, could a fleshlight just be like the fuck sack or something, like a handful of beans or something?
A handful of beans. I like that's where you
sack.
Go immediately.
Right.
A sack. Man, I'm going to fuck something good. How about a sack full of beans?
What kind of beans? This is actually important. Sack. Like,
well, it depends.
Well, it's
nationality.
Black beans.
Like,
or pinto.
It could be string beans. They could or pinto be, beans.
It depends. If the nationality
like edamame,
is different, it could be.
Is it all salty?
It could be lentils.
Oh, lentils?
Or it could be pinto. Or it could be green.
If you fuck a sack of edamame, the slit goes the other way. Diagonal,
right,
backwards,
and then the slogan can be like,
"Can you
fuck
a sack of refried beans?
Are they fried? Are they already refried? Or are they about to be?
No, they would already be.
Wait,
you could
like,
fuck the shit
is
out of
like
that.
It's not like a falling tree.
I fuck that all day. Hey, buddy, you got a sack of refried beans? I can stick my dick in. I'll fuck that all day.
Just take the. Never
but
mind.
First, gotta go work out.
Yeah, and I gotta get this rack. Oh, I'm gonna date rape my lats. Whatever part of the body those are.
I would rape that can of pinto.
I would love a boot camp where that's just like, let's just fuck those like deltoids. And you know, and then like, I'm gonna rape your quads.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Some drill sergeant guy just telling you that the whole time.
Well, the other thing that I really enjoy is there's one of those things that you strap to the door. It's like
strap on
rubber bands that you strap to the door and you pull on them until you're shredded, you know?
Do you pull your door off?
Yeah, until you completely rip your shitty door off your apartment wall. No, but the guy that the man mound that endorses it, he everything he says is like the most hateful and slightly homophobic thing you could possibly say regarding a thing you work out on the door. So it's like, you're going to tear your arms a new asshole, princess. He ends everything with a pejorative, like, all right, fairy, you're going to rip the dick off your leg muscles. You fucking penis face, like. But he does. He ends it with like, "Is that okay with you, girls, princess?"
Dick muscles,
Ariel.
Wait, like,
what do you think about that, Jasmine? That she was a princess that rode a
oddly
tiger.
Oddly specific.
Yeah, it gets really weird towards the end.
Well, that's if you're at Disney and you're part. Right. Like, if you're on the.
Like,
of
like, right. He even goes to like the black one. He's like, "How's that feel for you, Tiana? Remember, she was the one from The Princess and the Frog. No one saw that one. I think it was an ethnic thing. Anyway,
I saw Brave last night.
You're gonna blow out your scrotum from your knee holes. How was Brave?
It was all right.
You said that it was a little DreamWorksy.
It has a few DreamWorksy moments in it that made me very sad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Was it? You never saw Cars 2, right?
Why would I have done that?
Right. So we took our daughter to see Cars 2.
Uh-huh.
It was DreamWorks hasn't made a movie yet worse than Cars 2.
Wow.
Yeah. Cars 2 was unbelievably terrible. Like, it was so boring and so weird that we were dozing. We were nodding off, and we would look over to make sure the kiddo was still paying attention. Her interest was not held by that movie. Like, it makes no fucking sense. Everything that makes a Pixar movie, characters, story, concern for both, none of it. None of it. It's a weird, it's like Hasbro. It's like when Hasbro makes something.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, look at all these toys I'll be able to buy tomorrow.
Sweet.
Like, yeah, the end.
Brave wasn't like that. It had a few moments when it kind of devolved into meaningless slapstick. That was like, Pixar will do slapstick, except they do it extremely well.
And so tripped over stumps and shit.
And it was just, and it's usually really brief, and then like, let's move on. Like, you had your little gag, but like, let's not dwell on
without
it.
Without giving spoilers, give me an example of unnecessary slapstick.
The worst offense is a huge spoiler in the movie, so I can't do that.
She falls on a spear and dies, and she's like, oh, fuck, my face, my spear.
Right.
How can I do it? I don't want this destiny to.
It has
I want my own destiny.
It still has like some surprisingly dark moments, and it just feels like one of the things with the script just wasn't, they didn't really know what they wanted to do or the story they wanted to tell.
Like Don Bluth dark?
It seems impossible considering how much time they put into these things.
That's why I don't understand.
I mean, it's like 4 or 5 fucking years that they and sometimes longer when you consider pre-planning. That's crazy. You know what though? Let him have a misstep.
It has several just beautiful, wonderful moments in it. And it still has the Pixar heart. It's just that every once in a while it just kind of trips all over itself.
You can't name another studio ever that has only made like a dozen movies and 10 of them were perfect. So
yeah.
What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? My daughter doesn't know it exists yet. So I could actually, if it's not that good, I could actually wait like for home movie, I guess. But
I mean, it'd probably be fine. I mean, it has.
So you're really not missing anything if you don't see it.
I'm sure it's pretty
like
shit.
Toy Story 3.
Oh, yeah.
Toy Story 3 made me cry.
Yeah, me too.
Like, as a grown man, just fucking tears right down my face.
Oh, God damn. You people.
Not brutal. I was sitting next to my three-and-a-half-year-old daughter, and I looked at her as two times. That movie made me cry no less than two times. The two I remember were obviously the incinerator scene.
Oh, God.
Watching toys accept their mortality. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to die one day.
Was that what it was like? In the Holocaust?
It was, exactly. Oh. And then at the end, when Andy...
There wasn't a whole
like, no, he gives the toys
gives
to
his
the
toys away,
girl.
And then I look over at my little girl, and I look, oh, it's going to be you someday! Yeah.
I saw that with you and Denise.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over, and it's fucking just...
Waterworks.
Yeah, it's just...
It's Waterworld.
It's Waterworld. Kevin Costner was on the other side of them, and they were all crying.
And he's like, God, guys! Jesus, I can't even breathe this much bullshit salt water.
And then he just jumped in the soda.
Sploosh.
Right.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah. That and up.
Oh, yeah.
You son of a bitch. Everybody's just bawling.
There's several times to cry
out. The first 10 minutes of that movie are brutal.
Not only are the first... the first 10 minutes, because I've seen Up now like 37 times because my daughter watches it a lot. But the first 10 minutes get less sad with repeat viewings. The last minute never gets less sad. Or not the last minute. The scene where he finds the last few pages in the scrapbook, that never gets not sad.
Yeah.
And then when you realize that...
Where it talks about how she was a man?
Yeah.
Yeah, that part.
The final page is she's like...
She couldn't children because she
always had a dong.
Secret penis.
Yeah, I think I was watching the porno version of Up. It was called Up.
Up Your Ass.
Right.
It's called Up Your Ass.
I will say that...
I know a girl
Brave
who is...
Brave did feature Naked Man Ass.
So there's a bonus there.
Yeah, I was like, what?
That's actually in the trailer. The guy's kilt gets blown up or something,
no,
right?
No.
Oh, there was penetration.
No. Well, there's not that kind of penetration, but
interesting.
No, I don't mean
that was
like
also a porno.
I don't mean
Brave.
Man ass is suggested. I mean man ass is actually quite visible in several places.
Starfish.
In the movie.
There's full on starfish. Just okay. Do the ass drapes match the ass carpet? Wait. Hang on.
Pubes, it's called Brave Up.
Pubes were never shown.
Do the butt pubes match the hair head? Yeah. I actually know a girl who is in several of the XXX parody movies. Like she's Deanna.
Like,
she's in Deanna Troi. She's Deanna Troi from the Star Trek porno. Her name's April O'Neil.
I think that
really.
Was it.
Wait, what?
Wait, from Ninja
stage
Turtles?
Name. That's where her stage name comes from, yeah. Yeah. We hung out in Phoenix this year, but she's also now she's Corleone's daughter or whatever in the Godfather XXX parody.
Wait, are there... What do they do with oranges?
I knew it was you. You broke my heart. Now suck my dick. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Somebody plug that hole. That whistle hole.
It's actually her asshole doing that.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she spreads eagle and then asshole whistles. The Godfather theme. She can also do
that. I would pay money to see you do
that. You got to go to Thailand for that. She can also do the end credits to Incredible Hulk.
Is it so?
If she does her Kegels. If
okay.
She does her Kegels. Yeah.
That takes work. Dedication.
You gotta date rape your butt lats to get that kind of control.
Butt lats.
Your butt delts. Your glutes.
I'm working mine right now.
Your ass glutes.
I don't know what that means.
That's okay. So solid Don't Worry About It from you for Brave.
It's good. It has some shitty moments, but it's good.
That hair looks crazy.
The hair never stops looking crazy.
Yeah.
And that's not bad. Like, there's a few shots of it where, I don't know. It's rendering porn. It's
did
crazy
you,
fucking
did
hair.
You see that link I posted on Twitter of the all of the passes for the render on one scene from Tangled?
No.
Holy fuck, man.
Oh, that one with the, like, yeah.
Look, I know that you both in your jobs deal with the concepts of 3D modeling and whatnot.
Yeah. No.
Fuck everything regarding 3D modeling. It no wonder it takes 4 years.
Yeah.
It was fucking ridiculous.
We have to do that shit in real time, so.
Yeah, but
30 frames, bitch. 60.
God, when we're lucky. On the PlayStation, it's more like 15. Oh, you don't have that problem.
This
though.
Segment sponsored by PlayStation. 15 frames.
You Sony,
or,
I hate you.
Or nothing.
I just realized your shirt says vagina on it.
It says whale's vagina. That's what it's been
that?
Wearing that the entire time.
What is that?
Isn't that from it's, Anchorman it's, or something?
That's
or?
Name of San Diego.
Oh.
It also means whale's vagina.
Oh, you bought that from one of those websites that takes Will Ferrell quotes and puts them on T-shirts. I see.
I actually bought this at Texas Primary Weekend.
Yeah, whatever.
No,
wait,
you
was
don't
this
know
one
what
of
this
yours?
Is.
I believe me. I draw a line. All right. There are entire industries built around Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell quotes just put on T-shirts as is.
Right.
And people are like, that shit's so funny because it reminds me of the movie that I like where they say those words.
But why aren't you all up in that shit?
I have standards.
That is a money machine.
I hate it.
Why?
I hate it.
Yeah, but you don't know what this is. This is San Diego Charger logo.
Why is that funny?
The football team.
I don't get it, man.
San Diego.
I feel like
Diego. The translation is believed Saint Diego. Lost.
Yeah.
To the
that ages. Movie holds up, and I'm very happy they're making a sequel. I hope it's good. I really do.
Wait, they are? I thought that was like...
Yeah. No. There's a teaser for it now.
Yeah. I haven't even seen that.
It was...
Because I don't believe it. I don't want to watch Dark Rises Batman trailers, and I don't want to watch...
Oh, I've already got a whole thing on that. I mean, I think everyone does. It's pretty obvious what's going to happen in that one.
Spoilers. I'm not watching it.
Don't spoil it for him.
I'm just going to wait until...
Oh, you don't know anything about it at all?
I stopped watching all that. I don't want to know.
Hmm. The only thing I think is going to fall flat in that movie, spoilers, and I could be totally wrong.
Spoilers.
No, this isn't a spoiler. Okay. I don't think Anne Hathaway is the right Catwoman, and I really think they missed an opportunity to make her suit look cool, and instead they just put her in a leather outfit. She looks like Black Widow. I mean, she does not look like Catwoman at all. And you know how they don't do the names in Dark Knight or in this franchise. They'll allude to the villain names other than the Joker.
Right.
They're like, they always called me Harvey Two-Face, but let's not talk about that, you know. I have a feeling no one's going to say Catwoman in that entire movie. They'll call her like a female cat burglar or
and what's the problem with that?
I just, you know, I wish they would have gone with the newer Catwoman costume with the hood and the ears and the goggle, the big yellow goggles, not the weird goggles that she, I don't know.
Nothing in those movies has ever tied itself to any design.
But they've all anything. Had their, they've all like, had their
look.
Look
at the goddamn Batmobile. Like,
I would have recast it.
You know what, though? Here's the thing, though. When you imagine the Batmobile, what you're imagining is Tim Burton's Batmobile.
Right.
Or Bruce Timm's Batmobile, because right. those are the only two that have ever been consistent other than the one from the 60s. You can look up a chart of every Batmobile there's ever been.
Uh-huh.
It's changed almost every year,
uh-huh.
and it's always, historically, since the 60s, it's been a car that you can purchase with, like, fins put on it.
Right.
Which I think is very strange. Like, it's like this, it was a Camaro for 2 years, and then it was a Lamborghini for 2 years. And
right, which is what I'm saying. In the movies, they made some crazy fucking shit up that was awesome. So just
no, I think they made it better because they grounded it. They grounded it in reality, which you could say they're doing for Catwoman. But I feel like they missed an opportunity to make her look badass. And like, I also have a huge problem with the Batman costume. It's gotten crazier and crazier with all three movies, where it looks less like Batman and more like this weird paramilitary garb. And I know that it's not practical in a real world setting. I would love to see a guy just in a suit. Just in maybe a little bit of armor, a little bit of padding or something, but just in a suit, like a Batman suit, not a thing that looks like it takes 5 hours and 10 guys to put on. And I know they did it because Christian Bale was losing his mind, but the neck thing drives me nuts. The cowl, the lack of a cowl, I can't stand it. Like the connection between, there's no connection between the cowl
Nerd.
And the cape. It drives me nuts. Yeah, I think it ruins the whole line. The whole curvature. The silhouette of Batman is destroyed by that.
You were such a fucking nerd.
I never said I wasn't.
You're just so far beyond what even matters.
I would have recasted the Tumblr.
What?
To like a Geo or a...
like a Fiat?
Like a Metro?
Or like Geo a Soul. Metro?
Hmm. Like oh, a, with those with Soul. Those dancing hamsters.
When I took my car in for all the hail damage, I got a Kia Soul.
Yeah, no, but...
For a week.
He would start with a Kia Soul, and then when he wrecked it, the front tire would pop off the front with like a little Razor scooter.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
For the bat pod.
I could do that.
And then he would be killed instantly by a bazooka.
Right.
How was the Kia Soul experience?
It was awful. That's bad for the soul? That's the worst.
Boo.
That's the worst thing
that
was ever.
Terrible.
The steering wheel was like off-centered. So when you turn it, it kind of
really?
Dips. Yeah.
Dip.
Because apparently that's
when
how,
I dip, you dip,
that's
we
how
dip.
Hamsters like it. And by hamsters, I think they mean
every
wide.
Day I'm hamstering.
Because like all the interior lining has the word soul written everywhere.
It's well, they and just made the their seats. Own. They made their own Scion. Scion was like, look, you're in a rave. It's a car, but it's crazy. Get it? You're 15.
Scion.
Yeah, that's
Scion.
Scion TC.
They put
also Hagar pants.
Hagar slacks.
Sorry.
Shit.
There's a.
It's been a while.
And there's mood lighting coming out of every orifice of that thing. It's shining neon blue on you at all times.
What, the Scion or the Soul?
The Scion. I don't know about the Soul. I've never been in the Soul.
No, the Soul was a piece of crap.
Hey, you should get a Nissan Cube or some other bullshit.
Hey, you know what? That's, maybe they should have researched what cubes look like.
Right. That is actually a rectangular prism. Right,
that's not a cube.
And it's also not even a prism because it doesn't have corners.
Right.
It's more of a gelatinous rectangle blob. That's not going to fly in marketing, though. The focus groups are like, we don't like the neon Nissan gelatino blob.
See, it's a gelatinous cube. And the kids keep bumping into quarters.
The beauty part is you can't beat it. Yeah.
I hate to remake that.
You know, we got some hail damage, too, actually, on both of our cars, but it's like three per. And what are you going to do? It's going to cost more in the deductible than it would be worth.
Oh, I got, yeah. Like,
cracked, I didn't get shit.
Cracked chip paint.
Mm-hmm. Boosh.
Yeah, your car got kind of destroyed.
It got door raped.
We're going to door rape the shit out of your car, Delt.
Right.
There was about a 2-week period around that time where it was fucking Holocaust. It was Armageddon. Like, what was going
well,
on?
Just like what? Two
it would
ago?
Be like bright, sunny, and hot, and then golf ball-sized hail and like frogs maybe are just flying out of the
sky. And the music from any Michael Bay like trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Was just yeah.
It was well, fucking terrifying.
You know, like the Lakewood Theater, the where we saw Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, when he put his balls in your face.
Right. That whole place got destroyed. Like their really? whole sign. That's actually where Alex got married. The whole like
in that
kiosk,
sign?
Yeah,
good.
The giant like marquee and all that stuff. That whole thing got destroyed.
Like when the hail, they had to take it down, or
I think they're gonna have to just
they burned it. The whole thing. They just yeah. burned the whole place.
Yeah. Just
yeah, they're gonna blow it up from the inside. They're gonna get a crack team of drillers. Have Bruce Willis going.
That's good. The elite team,
right?
Scientists can't do this.
You know
what we need is roughnecks.
What I still
and I don't mean Rico's roughnecks.
Oh well then, no.
Hua. That guy is so enthusiastic about Rico and his roughnecks. What's his name? Casper Van Dien. Holy
who is it,
shit.
Who is it? Was it you?
You remember when I made you watch Dracula 3000?
It was on TV last night. Last night.
Wow.
Like on purpose.
Did you watch it?
No.
Why not?
Because I already know how it ends. Spoilers. It blows up. Spoilers. The movie blows up at the end.
It just ends.
It's like mid-sentence, God, kaboom.
Denise was so angry at movie me when over. We watched that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Movie over. So worth
that was
it.
Great. Wasn't like Ice-T in that? Or
no, it was Coolio.
No, it's Coolio, but and he's like, I'm a vampire. My name's Coolio. I'm acting. Yeah, he was great. He tore de force. It was like a precursor to Firefly, really, when you think about it.
That is,
They're
yeah.
basically the yeah. same. Hey, here's a thing I realized. This is kind of weird.
Alien Resurrection?
Alien Resurrection starts out as Firefly.
Yes, literally. That was the template.
Does everyone know that?
Joss Whedon wrote Alien
I know,
Resurrection.
But does everyone know that? Look,
everyone at my office knows that okay. because we've been living and breathing aliens for like
I've
7
been,
years now.
I've been immersed in this type of thing for a very long time. No one has ever even casually mentioned.
No, I just thought you knew.
That like the first 15 minutes of Alien Resurrection is just Firefly.
Alien Erection?
Yes, Aliens
no.
Erection.
Is that the one that girl's in that you just
yes.
mentioned?
Yeah.
Aliens Erection. We should. I gotta make some phone calls. Hang on. Alien R Erection.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing, there's a thing that protrudes it out and screams comes, at you, but not out of its mouth.
It only comes out at night.
Oh, God. No. The little sucker mouth is what gives the blowjob while, like, the big mouth, like, I don't know.
Are you writing all this
works
down?
The shaft. Hang on. I seriously need to get my notes out.
You need to, like, draw a diagram.
Wow. Only one mic's hard lemonade in
they
most,
they mostly,
dude,
yeah.
he's only, like, 2/3 of the way through it.
They mostly come.
They mostly come cocky at night.
Right.
Speaking of, yeah, so it was weird. I'm like, wait a second. Kind of shitty, realistic looking ship. Hang on, the bridge is the same. Like, it's the same bridge.
Yes.
And then it's sort of a ragtag crew. And then there's like three character parallels. Like, you know, you've got your Jane in Hellboy. Hellboy's Jane. There was no French cripple in Firefly, so I guess they decided that didn't work long term.
He was Wash.
There was sort of a Kaylee-Zoe combo, you know? And then there was a mal, and it's like, oh my God, this is a thing that's happening right in front of my eyes. And then I started to wonder, obviously Joss was influenced by aliens. There's that whole Ripley boner that he's had pretty much forever of like
boner.
Strong females. She seems small, but she can kick ass or whatever.
Can boner.
But how much of
callback
Alien Resurrection was influenced by aliens, or how much of it was influenced by Joss, which then went into Firefly, I wonder.
The world may never know.
What was the question?
How many licks does it take to get to the center of an alien dick? Yeah. Right. I'm pretty sure they have cloaca. They should have
actually
one hole.
I think that, what is it, shark? What's the one where Samuel Jackson gets eaten by the shark?
Deep Blue Sea.
That
Black
and
shark.
Alien Resurrection are the same movie.
Shark Black.
Well, aside from them not being at all, sure. Yeah,
they are.
That sounds pretty awesome. I have gotten really drunk watching both.
Alien Resurrection is watchable until it starts. Like before you know what it's about, it's pretty good. Like before Ripley starts talking.
I'm actually fine with most of the movie except for all of the ridiculous French scientists, which are unwatchable. The general character, who is the worst fucking actor on the planet. And
he
then,
was great.
They should have gotten Michael Ironside.
And then everything about
that
Ripley having sex with the queen, and then the...
They didn't have sex. They loved each other. They were soulmates.
They were fucking.
They were soulmates.
They were fucking. Alien dick.
I want to lay you down in my pupil sack.
Now, technically,
I
guess it was...
I want to caress your clone baby woman.
That was lesbian sex.
It was beautiful.
That general was pretty good in Clueless.
Also, look...
Which is also the same movie.
They made her insane. Like, did they do something to her forehead in that movie?
Who? To Ripley?
Ripley's forehead seemed to be giant in that movie.
Steroids. Like five head?
Yeah. Or was she losing hair?
Like Sidney Bristow? Like, you know, Jennifer Garner's got five or a six head.
Yeah.
Sidney Poitier?
And then she had green fingernails. They're like, get it? She's a little mixed up. She's got green fingernails because she's got alien DNA.
No, she was all sharp and shit.
That was so dumb. It was so weird.
It was fine.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't at all. That movie was terrible. I mean, it just really, really just shat over the whole franchise. It was just awful. AVP is better than Alien Resurrection.
That is untrue, and you take that back right the fuck now.
Wait, so my question is,
right?
Does
the
movie Prometheus ruin the whole Alien Predator timeline? Because that would be upsetting.
The Alien Predator timeline is not canon in Ridley Scott's mind.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
It is canon among the producers of the franchise.
I don't believe that.
Predator is a completely separate entity.
I need to know how
Prometheus
fits into
all that. Basically, it's Dark Horse. Dark Horse is the only reason those things have anything to do with each other.
No, that's not true.
Okay. No.
I need to know. I need to see a timeline where Prometheus and Alien and Predator all line up.
Yeah, so...
They don't.
So,
Predator has nothing to do with it.
Prometheus is a funny thing.
Oh God, because I don't know if I can do this.
I don't want to go into detail because we're just about done.
It's so depressing.
Predator was in it.
But you know what? Though I will say this, and we talked about this.
I actually heard that theory, and someone actually taking that seriously is if Predator was what was chasing the engineers in all their little hologram recordings, but he was cloaked so the recordings couldn't see him.
That's right, bitch.
No, I wanted to slap the shit out of
that
person.
No, it was the aliens that
was
sort of...
As I drive away in my soul.
Was it?
It, everything about... Everything about Prometheus sets up a fantastic movie. Like all of the pieces are there. And they managed to make it look beautiful, like a fantastic movie.
Oh, my
movie.
God. Absolutely.
Right?
Totally worth seeing in the theater.
I think...
Astounding.
I think
visually.
one session of rewrites by like one guy who did not start it, like who had no attachment to it from the beginning, who just came in with common sense and went, this doesn't make sense, could have fixed everything wrong with that movie. And all of the major plot points could have still been there. Like you wouldn't have even had to change the plot. You would have just had to have changed every character acting fucking ridiculous all the time.
Right.
And that's that. I was sitting there during the movie. I was watching it and enjoying it. And I did what everyone did. You get, by the time you're in the car, you're like,
wait a second.
What?
Well, as soon as the credits roll, you're like, holy shit, that was incredible.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes later,
it's like
Chinese food.
You only get to enjoy it for about a half an hour.
And then just fucking diarrhea.
And then your brain takes over. Your brain poops. And it was like, you could so easily have fixed every problem, not even with actions, like with words. Actions. You could have had them say slightly less stupid words, and they wouldn't have seemed as ridiculous. Like, someone even pointed out to me, I hadn't even realized it until they said this, the one biologist, spoilers, the one biologist, this is probably 8 months after Prometheus comes out, so who cares.
Have you seen it yet, Eli?
Alien versus Predator?
Fuck yeah. Off.
So,
yeah, I've seen
Alien versus Prometheus.
Prometheus.
Prometheus. Prometheus Sherman. Prometheus. Oh, no, Prometheus.
Prometheus. Electric Boogaloo.
I've always loved you. My darling, Prometheus. Oh, no. So.
It's Prometheus.
My darling, I've always loved. Oh, no, Prometheus. Fiend. Yeah, I love. God, I love that. So. The one biologist who's like, oh, shit. There's I'm the first biologist ever to see a humanoid alien corpse. I'm scared. I'm leaving. I'm ditching my job. I'm ditching my position. I'm not even a scientist. I'm a fuck waste. And he leaves. And then 20 minutes later, he's like ready to make love to this alien penis snake.
It was like 40-inch prehensile penis. Yeah. It was great.
And he's like, I'm going to take my helmet off so this thing can get in my throat. Like, this seems like a great idea. Oh, and the other guy's scared of it. The geologist is scared of it. He's like, oh, no, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful baby. I broke my arm in half, and now it's in my esophagus, and I'm dead. Now I'm a clone alien zombie. Like, that all happened within the span of an hour for him. I'm too scared to even look at this dead alien. I'm leaving. And then I'm going to take my helmet off and show it how big my esophagus is, paint a fucking target on the back of my throat for this alien penis snake to crawl down my throat. And here's – that thing had a glands. Like,
they were wings maybe.
It had a glands with a vagina in the middle of it, like a vagina urethra wrapped inside a man glands. Like, it was – there was a lot of genitalia happening in that movie.
So were we watching the porno – the – Penithrius?
This was Penithrius.
Penisius.
It was what it was called.
God, you're fucking children.
In the future.
Prometheus, XXX, Penisius.
Right, Penisius.
Yeah.
This ain't Penisius.
We could probably write that.
I think we just did.
Yeah.
Under the
and scene.
Under the pillows, no one can hear you scream.
Penis in his this
oh
summer.
Oh, my God.
Summer 2012.
I think we should stop now. I think there's nowhere else to go but down.
Penis.
I'm done.
Penis in his.
Okay.
Great.
Don't touch anything. Stop eating. You can't eat during the podcast. I'm sorry.
Your rules don't apply to me.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if you know that.
We're not doing this. You're not going to already fuck this up, the first one back.
This is what people want.
Yeah, I maybe you don't get it.